Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Elisa Harrison of NCBA. We're talking Chuck in just a moment. Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Annual Bull Sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote Hills Ranch. All with genomically enhanced EPDs. And there's a 5% volume discount on five or more bulls. For more information or sale catalog, go to hallchr.com. That's hallchr.com. Or call 580-597-3006.
Today's report is a service of the American Angus Association, America's Breed. There's a new expert around when it comes to getting information out to consumers about beef. The name is Chuck. Elisa Harrison is Senior Vice President for Global Marketing and Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She works with Beef Checkoff Dollars in helping promote U.S. beef to today's consumer. And she's been instrumental in helping get Chuck rolled out to the public. Elisa, how are things going?
Well, so Chuck Knows Beef is our new artificial intelligence digital expert. We're using the power of Google Intelligence to pull all of the great information from our website, beefiswhatsfordinner.com, and make it available to consumers through their smartphone, through their smart speaker, and through the website. So it's an interactive. You can type in questions. You can verbally ask Chuck questions, you know, about beef, how to cook it, what the cuts are, and even a lot of the production questions that consumers have about today. So we soft launched him in October, and we'll do a big digital hard launch the 1st of March. If you know anything about artificial intelligence, you build it, and it learns as it grows. And so we had to use him. We had to make sure that he was answering questions correctly. So we're making some of those final tweaks and then making it available to consumers. It's millennials who are doing everything on their smart speaker or smartphones, all the way up to, you know, older consumers. So if you look at smart speakers today, there's 50 million smart speakers in the marketplace. Yeah. And it only took 2 years to get that. And when you look at the same kind of growth in television, it took 15 years to get to 50 million users. So it really is the way with the future. It's the way people want information. And so we're very proud that we are the first commodity promotion board out there to have this kind of technology for consumers.
How does a person access Chuck?
Well, you can access Chuck in a variety of different ways. You can go to our website, Beef It's What's for Dinner, and access him through that. You can go to chuckknowsbeef.com and access him there on your either a computer or on your smartphone. Or if you have an Amazon Alexa or a Google Home, you can download that skill, and he can be part of your smart speaker at home. Most consumers are either using a smart speaker at home, and they might use their phone at the meat case. You can just pull up Chuck at the meat case and say, well, tri-tips are on sale. Chuck, give me three recipes for tri-tips. And it will, you know, give you a variety of options there. It will give you the ingredient list. You can take the ingredient list there and go do the rest of your shopping. So it just trying to make it easier for people who may not know how to cook beef or buy beef, making it easier for them to access that information.
And so you've had the soft launch. What sort of feedback are you getting from consumers? Yeah.
We had great feedback from consumers and great feedback from producers, which always means that we have a winning program. We went up and tested it in Seattle at an event called Cowabunga, and it's just a beef-focused event, but it's only it's on the Amazon campuses, and the first day was all the Amazon employees came down and tested Chuck, and so we're very receptive to it, said that they would use it again. We actually did some focus groups. We went out and did some consumer testing to try to get some kinks out, because when you're building a robot, essentially, you have to test it. And so artificial intelligence is just the new word for robot. We're just getting really, really good response. And when we've also talked to the industry about it, while not every cattle producer may not have a smart speaker at their home, they are aware that this is the way of the future. And so they're very happy that the beef industry is on the forefront to offer this kind of technology for consumers.
So, you know, as you actually launch, what are some of your early, dreams of this thing as far as it moves forward?
Well, I think what we've been talking with some major retailers, both big box and, retail grocers to try to get this in the store and try to get them to buy into it. Because as we know, if you go into a Sam's Club or a Target or a Safeway or, Publix, a lot of them don't have experts there anymore in the meat case to help consumers about beef and what to cook. And so by letting their consumers know that this technology is available, we hope it's going to make them better, make them sell more beef and make that customer a lot more confident in cooking beef. So that's what we really hope to do. We have some goals that we want to reach as far as the number of consumers that are actually using it on a regular basis. And so we'll launch that in March with a pretty major digital advertising campaign to make people have to be aware of him and know what he is and where to access him. So we'll be putting a lot of money behind that.
NCBA's Alisa Harrison. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 20th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 120 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2017 to spring 2018 bulls selling with genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability. For more information and sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or www.mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.